RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning. Welcome to TD Green, live from Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg, New York, one of our home clubs here, along with Fox Valley and Tantara. Today we are at Briarwood Country Club. Brian Koziel is on assignment. Good morning. I'm Kevin Sylvester, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis. We're going to talk to PGA Pro Kyle Randall from Briarwood here. Ron Sambito is going to join us coming up here on the show. And Steve Beatty, Custom Turf, later on in the show to talk about how you can have a putting green in your backyard or even in your home. Wouldn't that be a great thing to have in the master bedroom, Jeff Metis? You know, putting green. Get up, you know, strike a few. Well, not the man cave. I'm just even, you know, get up and strike a few putts before you get your day going.
You know, wives have a different design theory than that usually.
Yes.
So,
yeah. We're doing a little remodeling in my house, so I am going to have it at least measured and just present the idea.
Right, honey, let's talk.
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
you can have the garage.
You want those drapes? I want a putting green. So that's the way we're going to work. Before we get going here with some things at Briarwood, I want to mention what a cool event they have this week, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans and the PGA Tour and our PGA Tour leaderboard, which is brought to you by Cobra Puma Golf and Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, which, by the way, I played the Elixir this week. It's good. I mean, if you're a player that plays the Pro V1, Pro V1X, the Elixir is in your category, and I'm telling you, it is right there with it. It really is. One thing that's the distance. When they first came out with their golf ball, the hollow metal core, you know, it flies straighter, a little bit shorter. This ball is distance, spin. It's the whole package here. And I know they're a sponsor. They didn't even know I was playing it the other day. I said, you know what? I grabbed it off the shelf and played it. It was great. I was really impressed.
And it's good to see a local company getting a little traction in a very difficult market. I mean, it's, you know, 95%. I think it's 88% of the golf ball market is owned by Titleist,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. So it's good to see a local company having some traction there.
Yeah, Al Geiberger played it last week in the Champions Tour event.
Mr. 59?
Yeah, I believe he finished second.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
so. How old is Al Geiberger now? Jeez.
Well, I know he's older than 59.
Yes.
Mr. 59 is older than 59. But so it's out there on the pro circuit, and players are playing it. Players are testing it. So just, you know, hey, this is Buffalo. We like to support our own. We encourage you to support our sponsor of the show. Try the Encore Golf Elixir. Just, you know, if you're playing the Pro V, go try the Elixir. You'll be impressed with the golf ball. On that tournament, by the way, down at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans.
That's fun.
Yeah, they changed it up. They did get some more interest. That, you know, the Jay Monahan, the new commissioner of the PGA Tour, they want to do some different things. You have to evolve. You know, they're talking about maybe some, you know, changing the schedule next year, moving the PGA Championship.
I know, earlier. Yep.
Yeah, earlier. You know, that's got to work with the PGA. But
top secret.
Yeah, the players, you know, would have to go back to, you know, go to March, so it would be before the Masters, so it'd be the Players' Championship, the Masters, then the PGA Championship, then the USGA, and then the Open. But the reason I mention all that, one of the things they changed, like, all right, Zurich Classic, how can we get some more interest in that? It's a couple weeks after the Masters. It's kind of in between the Masters and the Players' Championship, so they made it a team event. Which two-man team event, which is different, kind of cool.
Yeah.
The players teaming up here. And right now, Jonas Blix and Cameron Smith are a team. They're the leaders after two rounds at 15-under. Patrick Reed, Patrick Cantlay are 14-under, one back.
Yeah, it's neat to see a different format like that. You know, it breaks up the monotony of that PGA Tour schedule. You know, if every week's the same format, you just go city to city. Now, these guys look like they're actually excited to be playing, and, you know, it's something fun for the players. I know as a golf professional, it's fun to play an event where you're playing with one of your buddies. You know, whether you play well or not, you know, you'll actually feel more pressure when you're playing with your buddy or you're playing for the Ryder Cup for your team than you would playing for yourself. You hate to let your partner down and miss a four-footer or a six-footer that might mean something for the team. But it is great. They look like they're having a ton of fun. They'll also try shots that they may not try when their partner's, you know, tight or whatever. So you'll see some really spectacular shots and some wonderful recoveries. It's pretty good TV. It's real fun to watch.
The one of the interesting teams, they're tied for fifth right now, Jordan Spieth, Ryan Palmer, are a team, and somebody wonder, well, why are Spieth and Palmer?
Like, yeah, I was thinking that.
There's a disparity in age. Now, Ryan Palmer's Fort Worth, Texas. Jordan Spieth, Dallas area. Mm-hmm. Well, they were playing a match. Now, Ryan Palmer's caddy, I have the list of the caddies. I didn't bring it with me, of course. Mm-hmm. So his name eludes me at the moment. But he is a very accomplished golfer himself. Matter of fact, I think he's been the club champion at Colonial a few times. Mm. Ryan Palmer and his caddy are both members at Colonial. They'll play the member, and, like, you know, Palmer's a plus 10. His caddy's a zero. So they have no shot to win, but whatever. So they were playing around, and Palmer's caddy bet Spieth, if I beat you head-to-head today, you got to play with Ryan in the Zurich Classic. Well, he beat him. Mm. Beat him by a stroke. I think he shot 71 and beat him straight up. And Spieth had to give him a few, but he beat him straight up. Wasn't a good day for Spieth. So Spieth honors the bet. He partners with Ryan Palmer for the Zurich Classic. So that's kind of a cool deal there that their team came up because of a bet between his caddy and Jordan Spieth. I'm sure Jordan's not happy that, you know, it was out there that a caddy beat him straight up. But again, it's not just most caddies on tour are very good players.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be caddying for a tour player if you don't have some concept of what's going through a good player's mind out there while you're especially in bigger events. Now, I'm sure Jordan Spieth is, I mean, he's supremely confident in his abilities. But
they got to go. They went to the Saints War Room on draft night too.
Oh,
they
got
to go there
cool.
too.
They have some cool experiences. These PGA players. The other thing is they still get points. There's you can still get FedEx points for competing.
Correct.
In this, and I think 400 points each for the winners. They, you know, so
yeah, because a normal tour event, I say, you know, 500. Mm-hmm. The World Golf Championships 550. I think the majors are the same at that number, and then some of they have opposite field events. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, like Puerto Rico Open, the same week as match play, will be like 350.
Right, or the British Open, the opposite field in the,
correct,
in
yes.
the U.S. is, they have a little bit reduced points.
Yeah, a little bit reduced, but hey, they're still valuable points right. to get inside that top 125 to make the playoffs.
Which circles us back to why the PGA Tour may be moving the PGA Championship earlier, because they're going to try to wrap all that up before the NFL season starts and have an exciting August of golf for television.
Well, you know, I could tell you, you know, just as I'll just I'm saying this from a broadcaster's perspective, it's kind of cool when you get assigned an event that's different.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, I'm working match play. That's different. I know the guy's working this week on PGA Tour Radio, on Sirius XM, you know, Luke Elvey, Will Haskett, and Mark Carnevale, who are there. It's different event, so they're excited. Plus, they like the Oysters at Dragos. Who doesn't, by the way? But it's a different event. So if you get a chance to watch that later today, it's on CBS. They have the coverage this week. It's a different event, team event. If you love Ryder Cup, President's Cup, those sort of things, you'll like the Zurich Classic.
And this is, I think, this is a more fun event, more fun format than, say, the Stableford. Because the Stableford's still golf. You just get points. So you get 8 points
right.
from Eagle or whatever.
Well, they
so,
don't do that anymore.
No, I think, didn't it get moved back to the silly season in November? Do they still
no,
have
they,
it?
No, they left Denver a few years ago. The International,
okay,
it was called, right? Yes. Yeah, no, that tournament, I'm trying to think what took its place. Well, I rack my brain on that one. We'll invite Ron Zambito to come over here from Briarwood Country Club. You know, I mentioned before that it wasn't Spieth probably wasn't thrilled. I mean, he's thrilled to play with Ryan Palmer.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not friends. I mean, they're playing a round of golf with a caddy.
Place, you're not. Yeah,
yeah.
You're not screaming
at the back of the bus. No. I'm saying, that a caddy beat him straight up, and again, the caddy's accomplished player. It's kind of like when we invite Ron Zambito on from Briarwood Country Club. People are going to hear his voice and be like, that guy's voice is better than, you know, Kevin and Jeff's voice.
So it'll be Ron, a brief segment with Ron. Ron, here's the
good healing. Morning, Ron.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, see what I'm talking
yeah.
about there? I mean, that is just that smooth and silky. Ron Zambito spinning the jazz.
The older I get, the deeper it gets, so I don't know how this is going to end up in 10 years.
No, hey.
What's that saying, Kevin? Whiskey and cigars? I'll give you that.
Well,
voice.
That's, you know, that's what they taught us in broadcasting school. If you really want to. There's a famous voiceover actor. We're all old enough to remember those. Remember those Levi's 501 Blues? Ken Nordine was his name. And if you wanted to sound like Ken Nordine, whiskey and cigars. That was the way to go. So, no, Ron, you got a great voice. So own it. Glad to be here. Glad to have you here on the show.
Thank you, guys.
How are things going so far this year at Briarwood?
Very well. We've had a good run of membership earlier in the year. April was not the best month weather-wise, but fortunately, February is an anomaly. It was mid-70s every day, and we were able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, you know, I was out of town most of February. And, boy, I missed out on all this golf.
Right.
We got to play in February. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, like I said, April wasn't the best, but it seems like the good weather's around the corner. So hopefully moving forward into May and June, we'll be able to take advantage of that also.
You know, you mentioned the weather. I wanted to give this shout out to the superintendents in Western New York because it has been a challenging month.
Absolutely.
Particularly the last 2 weeks have been really challenging. I was really impressed that we got to play league the other night at Fox.
Sure.
Scotty Howard, how he's able to get it done over there. It was underwater. It went away in like within 12 hours, but that just puts everything behind for the superintendents to get courses ready. And every course had to deal with it, right, Jeff?
Yeah, and then and part of the problem in the spring, too, is once the grass does start growing, man, does it grow.
Yeah.
So you got to have your staff keep up on it. Typically, this is when projects will be tightened up, too. So this is a very, very busy time. I know Park Club's very busy, the superintendent
yeah.
staff's.
Yeah, our superintendent here, Trent Hussey, and his staff do an amazing job. If you look outside the courses, as green as it's probably going to be, even when we come to midpoint of summer, it's in great shape. And like I said, they bust their butts out there every day.
Yeah. I like the color, too, at Briarwood. Yeah. You come here when things are in bloom. It's pretty.
It is.
Pretty here.
Right now, it doesn't do it justice. We're still in the early stages and, you know, heading into spring. But once we get into, like I said, mid-June, July, it's absolutely beautiful out there. And that's not just for the golf course. It's for the entire complex that we have here.
Yeah. And that's the other thing about this complex. Yeah, it's a huge campus. We can call it a campus, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to do on campus.
100%. Not only do we have the 18-hole championship golf course outside, we have the bowling alley inside the club, which is our go-to for members when we have people inquire. It's our basically what sets us apart from a lot of clubs in the area. I mean, obviously you have golf at every club you go to, and you have a swimming pool at a lot of them, but what club has a bowling alley right inside of the club, you know?
Well, we know which one does. Briarwood.
Absolutely.
There was someone wrote an article.
Oak Hill does, too. Oak Hill. Yeah.
They named the country clubs in the Northeast that had bowling alleys. And it's a small group that have bowling alleys in.
Sure.
Yeah,
well,
which is it's kind of a cool company to be in.
Well, the history is this used to be Bethlehem Management. So this was for the managers of Bethlehem Steel, not the average worker, but the upper echelon, right?
Yeah.
So this was created to benefit that culture right there. And must have been important at the time to have bowling.
So. Yeah, apparently they felt so. And like you said, it was originally built and erected in 1959. And it was put in place strictly for their upper management and staff. So,
you know what I'm wondering? You know, if there's a match that's unsettled, instead of going to an extra hole for playoffs, you guys should just go right to the bowling
right
alley, right? You know,
I'm sure
a bowling
it's
match, right?
I'm sure that's happened
for
over the years.
For the Summer Invitational, if instead of a shootout, you guys should go to a bowl off. I'll talk to Kyle Randall about
talk to
that.
Kyle. He's got some bowl over here.
I mean, that would be...
Well, I'm a Polish kid from the east side. I can bowl left-handed, right-handed, and I should be able to... I just got to get to the bowling alley. That's the problem.
What a cool deal.
But back to that real quick. I play my college golf team. We play in eastern Pennsylvania at a place called Silver. Same thing. Mm-hmm. It was a Bethlehem Mansion Club. So they're actually sprinkled... There's several of them around the country. That was a pretty neat thing they did back in at that time to create golf for all their staff.
Well, it is a great property too. And what I was going to say when I think of the quintessential country club, like you come in like, wow, it's stately looking, it's massive, it's got all these amenities. And
yeah, we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's right here in the heart of Hamburg. Great neighborhood surrounding it here. A lot of opportunities here at Briarwood.
Yeah, like you said, we have an enormous complex, starting with the golf course, the pool, the bowling alley, the restaurants, got that nostalgic feel. We have social activities year-round. We at least try to sprinkle in one per month. So there's always something going on. Our members appreciate that.
All right, so if someone is interested in membership, I know we have social memberships too, pool memberships. There's various levels of membership. Do they come in and ask for, hey, I want to speak to the guy with the unbelievable radio voice?
That's
right?
Exactly what they do. Radio Ron is what they call me. They come and ask for me, and they can either reach me by phone, they can email me, they can stop in and look for me. Basically, it's pretty simple. It's all a matter of what they're looking for.
Sure.
Whether it be golf, whether it be a swim membership. We show them what they want. We explain the details of the membership, and we go from there.
All right. Website, the best way to do it? Everything's there?
Yeah. We can go right to briarwoodcc.com. You can reach me by phone. My number is 648-2700, extension 206. Or you can reach me through direct email at rzambito@briarwoodcc.com.
All right. rzambito@briarwoodcc.com. Ron, thank you for having us out here.
Yes.
Thanks for the hospitality, by the way, too.
Every year.
I'm not supposed to say.
Donuts are a nice touch.
I was trying to stay up at Donuts, but Lent's over, so I can
how long were you trying?
Not very long, Jeff. You know, there's some things, you know, hey, I'm weak. All right. Yeah, if you're interested in Briarwood Country Club, come see Ron Zambito. Again, you can reach him at email, briarwoodcc.com. That's Ron. rzambito@briarwoodcc.com, and of course the website. This golf course, Jeff, it's a big boy golf course,
right?
I think you need to drive the ball long and accurate on this golf course. It's one thing we'll talk with Kyle Randall about, but you've played here a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right with that, aren't I?
Yeah,
long, and you got to be long and pretty accurate here.
You know, it's a golf course that favors someone who drives the ball well. That's for sure. If you could drive long and straight, are good anywhere, obviously.
Right, yes,
but
yes.
Here
that works on most courses, right?
But they've got a couple par fives where you know if you can cut the corners and things like that. So the driver is a weapon. You know, the three most important clubs in your bag are always going to be your driver, wedge, and putter. And I think here the emphasis would be on the driver if you were at this facility to drive it well. So see your PGA professional if you're not driving it well. You know, make sure you've got that proper angle of attacking your driver and your driver fits you and everything else. But yeah, definitely when you come around here, I remember the web.com. It used to be, you know, the Hogan Tour at the time.
It was a Nike Tour, actually, when it was here.
I think it was actually the Hogan Tour at that time, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while.
We can thumb wrestle over it.
Yeah. It might have changed. You know, it was here a couple years. So,
I think it did. I think it originated as a Hogan Tour, then changed to Nike Tour
the next year.
It
might have been. But yeah, I remember I had buddies playing in it. I tried to qualify myself, didn't make. But watching those guys just, you know, plot their way around the course with the driver and things like that. It was pretty interesting to see really good players attack a very good golf course like this.
I don't remember who won here, but I think Phil Tatarangi missed a putt, like lipped out a putt to win or to go to a playoff. Someone was, you know, telling me that story. Just said, oh, I saw the look on his face when it happened. And, you know, that's the emotion you see. That's how important this stuff is.
Right.
You know, for those players, I mean, that's the margin of winning and losing. Like, you know, you see those lip outs on the PGA Tour and, you know, hey, it's going to happen to you today, you know, if you're golfing or in your league match or what have you. You have that lip out and you think, oh, what could have been? Well, think about what that is for, or actually was for a guy, Ian Poulter, a few weeks ago.
Correct.
You know, lip out at Harbortown, three putt, and it knocks him, you know, several thousand dollars out of where he needed to be, and then misses the cut the following week at the Texas Open, and now doesn't have his PGA Tour card.
Yeah, and it's funny how a little putt, whether it goes in or it doesn't go in, can give you a little momentum or a little bit of confidence to help propel you for the next hole, and so on and so on. And, you know, getting back to the event when it was here, my stories involve a playoff and several beers, but I'll tell you that one off the air.
You have told me that story. Yes,
yes.
That is a great story.
Yes,
you sure you don't want to tell that one? We'll work on it.
Maybe not.
We'll massage
the
story.
That's for the podcast, Kev. That's for the podcast.
No, you know what, though? It is a I'll just say this. We'll do that on a podcast. It's a great story, and it is an understandable story with it, and it's one of the one of those there. Hey, I mentioned Champions Tour real quick. Our Champions Tour report brought to you by Absolute Care and Absolute Orchard Glen and Orchard Park. Absolute Care, great place. Hey, you know, if your mom or dad or they get older, they need some help, Absolute Care is certainly the place to go. Their Champions Tour is off this week after last week at the Bass Pro Classic out in Missouri. So they are off this week, the Champions Tour. One other thing that I mentioned, the superintendents and keeping up with the golf course. Some courses may have preferred lies. Mm-hmm. You explain what that is, Jeff, preferred lies. So someone, you know, there are some terms that are used in golf, and people are like, what's preferred lies? So maybe they want to be embarrassed and they're foursome today in case their course tells them, hey, it's preferred lies today.
Typically, preferred lies is preferred lies in your own fairway. So if your ball lies in your own fairway, you're allowed to mark, lift, clean, and place your ball within 6 inches, no nearer to the hole. So if you're playing golf, preferred lies doesn't mean you get up there and you take your 6-iron and you roll it over. It means typically you'll mark. Also, you know, it would
at 6 inches, too, by the way. 6 inches, it's 6 inches no closer to the hole.
No nearer to the hole, yes. And it typically, you know, some clubs, it depends on your club, and usually on the first tee, or it'll be noted what the rules of the day are. Some clubs will play, I call it jungle golf, where it's preferred lies through the green. When someone says through the green is everywhere on the golf course except in the hazards. So if you're in a hazard, or, you know, you've hit it outside the red stakes, and or out of bounds, obviously doesn't count. That's
right.
Area which play is prohibited. But anywhere on the golf course that's green grass, around the greens, et cetera, is through the green as opposed to in your own fairway.
What's casual water? Because some places may have some casual water still.
So, yeah, the relief, anytime there's no penalty, you'll have one club length. Anytime there is a penalty, it's two club lengths. So there's no penalty for relief from casual water. So casual water is if your stance or your shot are affected, swing are affected by ponding or puddling water. Typically, you will place your foot down, and if water squeegees up, that's deemed to be casual water. So you would find your nearest point of relief. Now, that nearest point of relief may or may not be, like, say you're in the rough, your nearest point of relief may be in the fairway. It might be one of those rules that helps you. You are to call your fellow competitor over, the person managing your card, to before you take relief in any situation. But you can use the rules to your advantage. So casual water, you also may not go near to the hole.
All right, so I think that was important to mention, too, because some people, that's not casual water. Mm-hmm. If you can see the water coming up, because it's going to affect your shot. It's, I mean, you can hear that wet slap, you know, it happens when you hit the golf ball, and the ball just goes about 20 yards or so.
Yeah, so in that, and it may be your stance. If you have a good lie, you may not want to, you know, depending on the rules, you may not want to take relief from casual if it's just affecting your stance and not where your ball lies.
Right.
But that's if people get to know the rules, I know they're planning on simplifying, which I'm a huge fan of with the USGA. If you get to know the rules, they'll often help you. But it does, as a golf professional, it bothers me when you're playing with people and they're haphazard about how they take their drops. So
final thing.
You get one club length, by the way. So you get your nearest point and then one club length. So you take your stance, mark it, and you get one club length.
Nearest point of relief, then a club length from the nearest point of relief. Some people may not know that or get that right. And, you know, one of the other things, always ask, you know, is if you're in a tight match, too, but typically we're not at that point yet in the season, right?
Well,
usually members will be coming up in May.
Opening days are typically first week of May for most facilities,
sure, yes.
So that'll be coming up next week. Yeah,
right.
It's coming up for a lot of clubs.
But if you're in your league, you know, those things may have come up. Some of it came up the other night. You know, we played through the green, which made sense, considering some of the condition there. And there were just some things where, if you feel it's casual water, go ahead. Do what you think you need to do. It's opening week of league night. opening night of league. So,
and there's a reason.
Have fun with it,
because posting. People are posting scores now as of April 15th.
And that's what does matter.
Right.
That's a great point.
So you don't want to be haphazard about how you're enforcing the rules at during your event or at your facility when people are posting scores, because that's how you maintain that. It may hurt you in the long run, or it may help you, but that's. You want to have an accurate handicap.
Right. Yes. No, that is a fair, because those things come up. And, hey, as long as your handicap, you keep it accurate and you keep the field, you keep it honest for the rest of the field. So later on, or when your players travel to a different club, they're representing the club and the handicap. I think people kind of forget that, too. Like, oh, I got that handicap up for the invite. Like, well, hang on a second. You're representing your entire club and the members of that club, and they want things accurate, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take our first time out here on Tee to Green. We're live from Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg. Briarwood Country Club. It's briarwoodcc.com to check it out on the website. This is a beautiful place. Great property out here in Hamburg. It has been for many, many, many years. When we come back, Kyle Randall, the head golf professional, is going to join us. We'll have our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Also still to come here on Tee to Green 2, custom turf. You can hear about how you can get a putting green in your backyard, even in your basement. They do some unbelievable work. We'll talk to Steve Beatty from Custom Turf coming up too later on the show here on Tee to Green at WGR Sports Radio 550.
Time for a check of the PGA leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's golf ball, and by Cobra Puma Golf. Golf, where there's a king, you'll always find gold. Ask your pro shop for Cobra Puma.
And we are the pro shop at Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg. Check it out, briarwoodcc.com. Interested in membership, holding an event here. Got a lot of great opportunities and facilities here at Briarwood Country Club. This week, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at TPC Louisiana. Jonas Blix and Cameron Smith are in the lead right now through two rounds. It's a team event. They're at 15 under. Patrick Reed, Patrick Cantlay, 14 under par, one back. A couple of groups at 13 under. KJ Choi and Charlie Wee.
Wow.
Charlie Wee back playing here. Semi-retired. They're 13 under. Troy Merritt and Robert Streb are 13 under. The team of Jordan Spieth, Ryan Palmer, they are three back at 12 under par. So, cool event going on at TPC New Orleans. Hey, the Wisconsin boys, by the way, Steve Stricker, Jerry Kelly, they are 10 under par. Just another, that's kind of a cool grouping there with those two players. So that is our PGA Tour leaderboard, again brought to you by Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf. There's plenty of Puma, by the way, here in the pro shop at Briarwood Country Club.
I think you're going to see a change in direction on the PGA Tour a little bit with the change at the commissioner's position. I think you're going to see, he spoke at our PGA meeting. It's going to be interesting to watch how the tour is such a big, well-run organization. But even the little changes a new guy will make will bring some vibrancy to the PGA Tour. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you've got to change and evolve, or you're going to have to face some adjustments maybe that you don't want to make. I'll just, in our business, look at ESPN.
Right.
What they had to do, which is terrible for all those people. I feel for them for losing their jobs, but the business has changed a bit. More competition in there. But let's talk about some golf here, and we'll bring in Kyle Randall, the head golf professional here at Briarwood Country Club, and we'll also have Kyle give us our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. But first off, Kyle, good morning. Well, it'd help if I turned your mic on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There we go. Now that'll work a whole lot better.
Just appreciate you guys coming out and making time for me.
All right. Well, we were talking about this golf course, and it's a big boy golf course to me. You have to drive the ball long, not only distance, but you have to be accurate here, don't you?
There are plenty of holes that, especially with all our tees set up, we have five different tees. It's just each one's long. Even the ladies' tees are long. So, yeah, driving the ball on this course is definitely one of the biggest steps to make your round go low if you need to.
All right, so here's the key. This is the tip, and we'll start with Kyle here, and then Jeff, I want you both to tell me and tell our listeners, how do you hit the ball not only long but fairly straight so you can be accurate here?
I'm sure Jeff would agree with me here. I think one of the biggest things is you make sure you go out and get fitted to make sure you are using the right stuff, whether it's a stiff shaft or an X shaft or a regular. I know a lot of the youngsters love to swing that X shaft, but even myself, I don't I don't need it. I can't hit it, so I don't. It's one of the biggest things, either you're using blades or cavity backs or whatever you need to make sure your game is the best it can be, to make sure you go out and get fitted and be accurate.
Yeah, for driving the ball, one of the keys is always going to be what the testing will tell you is if you're swinging up slightly on your driver, you know, 1 to 3 degrees up is optimum, I believe, and that helps the ball launch higher with less spin. So the ideal to hit it far and straight. So when the ball has spin, the wind will eat it up more and it'll curve more. So you remember the old Bellotta balls had way more spin. You could really hook and curve them. The new balls don't have as much spin, so there's more of a priority on kind of launching it higher with less spin. So some of those things, you know, can be achieved through ball position and setup with your PGA professional and getting a lesson. Some of it's fitting. So you talk about someone using an extra stiff shaft. Well, there's trade-offs for everything. With an extra stiff shaft, you'll hit it straighter but lower. If you hit a regular shaft, you'll hit it higher but further, but it'll have more curve. So you need to find that balance when you're getting fit. And then it becomes down, you know, you can get on a machine, and the machine, we have a flight scope, and it'll tell you, hey, this is the shaft for you. But you usually narrow it down to one or two shafts and then let the player pick, because a lot of it is also going to be feel and confidence. And also, people like to launch it different. Some guys like to see it go high, some guys like to trap it and go low. Now, having said all that, if you look at the numbers, it's, you know, we're supposed to hit up. The tour players average one down on their drivers, so they tend to put a little bit, you know, they're hitting it so hard though, and they find they get a little bit more control with a little more little trappy move, tiniest bit of a trap on the driver. So if you can get those, if you understand those things, even if you're a player out there today playing, hey, maybe move that ball a little bit more forward, maybe tee it up a little bit higher. That may help you, especially when it's wet. People talk about roll it. You know, I want to hit it far with roll. Well, roll is only at certain points of the year that
there's
you
not much roll right now. It's right. A bad banquet this time of year. Right. There's no roll. So
right, carry distance. You know, you can't roll it through a bunker on the corner of the hole, but you can carry it over the bunker. So that's carry distance is always going to be more important. And as you know, when you get on those machines or you get the right shaft, you'll get the optimum launch, carry, and your ball will come down at the right angle. So it won't come straight down 90 degrees out of the air and land without roll. You land it at about 30 degrees. If the ball comes down at about 30 degrees, it optimizes carry and roll.
Kyle, how often do you see, member and amateur that you're talking about, and then you see them with the wrong shaft in the driver, or they're just playing it stock off the shelf and haven't had it adjusted the face? I mean, there's so many things you can do now with drivers, but how often do you see that?
Quite a bit, especially when you get the new members into our club and they come out and they want to get lessons right away. And sometimes you take a look at them and I'm like, maybe you should be trying something else. But again, I think a big thing for them is confidence. Once they start hitting that ball well, it makes it a lot more fun, and you can visualize that shot on that tee, and I think it helps out a lot.
You know, it's interesting on the shafts. We'll go back to that, because that is, there's so many out there, right? And so many options with it. That's why you need to get fitted. Go see Woods to Wedges in the Dome. We were just over there filming something for the TD Green TV special, which is coming up May 13th and 14th on Channel 2. We'll have the airtimes coming for you, and you'll look it on your guide and such. Big one will be 1:30 p.m. Sunday of the Players' Championship, right before the Players comes on. And we were hitting 7-irons. And I'm thinking, all right, well, what's the difference? And we had different 7-irons actually out in the Dome and then inside in the fitting studio, and the swing speeds were slightly different, angles were slightly different. I said, but the distance was the same. Mm-hmm. And the difference was weight of head in the club and the shaft, like the gram. So my swing speed was a little bit different, but the weight of the head was a little bit different than the shaft. Anyways, the weights and shafts were just slightly different on both, same result, mm-hmm. which was I found interesting. They offset each other, but there's so many things you can do there, and that's why the clubs are different, and that's why to get fitted, don't just grab back, you know, maybe one, and one did feel better. Like, wow, I like this one better. Okay, well, that was a little heavier head that you like better than the lighter head with the stiffer shaft.
Well, that's, I think, where people will talk about swing weight. You know, you can make a tree a D2 swing weight. But that's how people perceive the head weight. If you put graphite shafts in a club, you have to have a heavier head because the overall weight goes down on the golf club. And even your average steel shaft, like a Dynamic Gold, is 125 grams. But a lot of players are better served off using about a 95-gram steel shaft because it's lighter, and so they can create more speed. You know, and you're still trying to create speed with your irons. You know, I know you want to hit them accurate, but you still want to create speed with your irons. And there's so many characteristic profiles within these shafts, where the shaft bends and kicks and all that other stuff, and then feel. So that's why fitting becomes so important. It used to be you got a set of clubs and you go out and play and you fit your game to the clubs you had, and they may not have fit you. Those days are so far gone. It's silly almost.
Kyle Randall is joining us. You had golf professional at Briarwood Country Club. What's the toughest driving hole on this golf course, in your opinion?
For me, all of them.
Come on now.
It's usually one.
I think number one is.
Number one is just sneaky.
You don't realize how there's a big tree on the right that gets in your way if you hit a draw. Now you're forced to hit a cut. And it's sneaky long, too. I mean, you'll hit a good drive, and you still have 150, 160 in. It's a very tough hole. But for me, honestly, 17 is the toughest driving hole.
The
par five. There's just so many options.
Well, that's how you can cut the corner, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you miss. There's the heather on the left.
Which is new here.
A couple years ago, right? Yep.
I
mean, even if you push it right, there's OB, there's a bunker there, there's hazards. It's a difficult hole.
That's what makes it a great golf.
Oh, I know. It's tough. You can go low or take a big number there.
And that's where you talk about confidence. So when you're playing well and you're driving the ball well, all you see is where you're trying to land it. And you're not seeing the heather and the rough and this, and you're just trying to smoke it up into that spot up there. And that's when you're playing well, and that's driving the ball well is such an important part of the game.
Well, you know, driving the golf ball here is so important at Briarwood Country Club. I think one is the toughest one because it's a straight. You need a straight ball,
right?
Or fairly straight.
Nervous.
It's a narrow fairway. You're nervous. You're right out of the gate. You come to two, and two's a little bit better of a driving hole. Not easy, by the way.
Right.
And if you're a long hitter, you probably shouldn't hit driver on number two because you can get yourself in trouble. And then you come to three, the long par three. I'm going to go through the golf course here, and just for folks who haven't played it, this is why you got to get an opportunity to play it. So you come to three, I mean, it plays over two bills, that par three. That's a tough tee shot.
Which is a driver for me.
Yeah. Well, it's hybrid for most golfers.
Sure, right. If you come out three, four over after those holes, you can have a good round. It's not an easy opening three holes, for sure.
Four, I think, is a chance to score.
It lets up there, yeah.
Lets up a little bit. I think five, it's not that easy of a tee shot. It looks like there's all this room. There's really not on number five, is there?
Don't go left.
Right. Well, I mean, but even if you go a little bit right, I mean,
you've got some issues with that.
Six, great par three. Absolutely unbelievable. I love that par three.
It's beautiful standing on that tee, midsummer. Greens way below your feet. It's a great visual to look at.
Club shorter or half a club shorter? That's a debate I have every time I play in a tournament here. I'm like,
One of those lasers that'll tell you.
The scope. Well, you can't use those in competition.
Well, you can use them in practice rounds.
Okay.
Yes, and you can mark that up in your book. All you needed is once around your home course.
Sure.
You get your yardages down.
I think we talk about tough driving holes. I think seven's that's a good driving hole. Eight's a good driving hole, although tough. Eight might be the toughest green.
It's always
eight
uphill.
Eight and nine are tough greens,
very,
aren't they?
Very, very. Yep, double tiered. It's and they're big, so I mean, you miss it just a little bit. You gotta. It's a three putt a lot.
I don't even. Well, the only reason I'll look where the hole location is on eight is just for distance.
Correct.
Because I aim left every time. Right. I mean, that's where you need to go, left side of the green to have it feed to the right.
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult green. You got to play it a few times to remember where to put that ball.
And the miss used to be right. I say used to be because now, I don't. Did they change the bunkering over there?
Since I've been here.
Okay. I want to see if they did something to adjust the right side of that green where it used to be a miss, no longer a number eight.
So it is a big bunker hole over there, but you're right.
All right. You love 17. It's the toughest driving hole. I'll tell you another great. Now, this is a great driving hole. I think 16 is a great driving hole, right? That's one where you can just rip it. You can't go right, but there is plenty of room to play it over the bunker. And if you rip a good one, you've got a flip wedge in your hand on 16. I want to go play the golf course now.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
Hey, it's warming up.
As long as you're driving well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. If you, well, you know, the other thing about this golf course, you know, I'm the amateur here. You guys tell me if I'm accurate with this, too. The greens, they're elevated greens. You've got to calculate. I mean, you're not running any shots up really into the green because of the bunkering and the elevation of these greens.
I think you could still roll them up, right? There's not a lot of bunkers in front.
No, not too many.
You got to have opportunities to, you know, I like when an architect builds in a chance when you're in trouble to at least roll the ball up where you don't have to fly everything onto the greens.
Well, I'm talking on approach shots. I'm not talking about if you miss the green short, yeah, you can run that out. I'm talking about, you know, approach to hit a low runner in there. I'm trying to think of a hole where, you know, maybe five. You can do it on five. But it's elevated. You have to, you know, it has to run up the hill. Like to me, there aren't many that come to mind right now that are on the level, low runners I can hit in there from, you know, 100 yards to 120 yards.
You're saying you'd roll the ball up from 100?
No, I'm saying there are players. I'm saying players who would hit.
Like a bunt knockdown?
Yeah, like a bunt knockdown to, you know, just play this low into there. And, you know, I've got room because you've got to carry bunkers, you know.
Typically, like if I guess if I'm talking to some better players that can control their flight, as you're talking about, if the pin's in the back on those holes, you know, that's when you try to kind of fly it in a little lower and flatter and have it hit a little short of the pin and hop up. If the pin's in front, you typically want to have a little higher loft coming into the pin. So I think the pin position would dictate that more from that yardage than the green, you know, because every green's going to, you know, still the same shot, 8 irons and 8 iron from 150 yards. But if you're trying to, you know, flight your ball in to hit to a back position, or I would say then hit it a little higher to a front position.
I thought of a hole, by the way, 13. 13, when you get the ball out there in the fairway, that's one where the front of the green is open, where you have that room.
Yeah, that hole does open up a little bit for you, but...
Not an easy driving hole.
No, it gives you another challenge, too. Do you want to carry it over the trees, or do you want to just play it out normal to the right? It's...
Yeah. You know, and golf's a game, you know, if you're not driving it well, it can be frustrating. You know,
yes.
If you're not getting off...
No matter where you play.
Right, no matter where you play, if you're not getting off the tee well or reasonably well, it becomes a frustrating game. So it circles back, as we talked about, as to the importance of driving here or pretty much at any facility. You know, there's courses that are tighter and shorter, and you may not hit driver on every hole, but getting the ball in play off the tee is super important. Is there anything you tell your? Is there any visuals or anything you tell your students or your players? When is there any keys that you have? You're thinking about driving the golf ball. You know, a setup key, a swing thought, or something that helps you propel that golf ball down the center of the fairway.
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing, even for myself, so I tell people when I'm out playing with them or teaching or whatever it is. Make sure you see that shot in your head before you even step up to the ball and swing. The thing for me is sometimes I get a little quick and I'll just step up and swing, and that's when I'll miss the ball if I'm not concentrated and see that shot that I want to hit before.
So in the Dr. Rotella range, see it, feel it, trust
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah, visualize the shot.
I think it's important, too, when you're trying to cut those corners, you know, 13 and 17, for example, to hit it over those trees. You do have to visualize that so you can commit. To that golf
Absolutely.
Shot.
Yeah, without commitment, yeah, you're not going to hit a good shot.
Yeah, like most things in life, you got to commit to it to make it happen.
All in.
All in. All in with that.
All in on this shot.
Kyle, thanks so much
Appreciate
for joining
it.
Us
thanks
here.
Again.
All right, can't get me on the team. I can't. I got too many things going on today. All right. Anyway, we're gonna take a time out here on the TD Green. Before we do that, I want to tell you about Golf Away Tours. Hey, if you have thought about taking that trip to Ireland, to Scotland, you want to go to the Caribbean to play some golf, Golf Away Tours can make that happen for you. They will take care of everything for you, and they'll do it first class all the way. I went to Ireland with Golf Away Tours back in October. It's just an incredible trip. Jeff's sick of hearing me talk about it.
Went
to Ireland? Did you go to Ireland, Kev? Oh, I didn't know you went to Ireland.
I'm not sick. I'm just jealous.
Yeah, no, it is great. I mean, the golf experience was great. The people in Ireland were fantastic. That's a golf trip you got to take. I'm looking forward to going to Scotland someday. I got to get that one on the calendar to make that happen. GolfAwayTours.com, place to go. TJ Rule is the man to talk to with Golf Away Tours.
I've never heard anyone go over there and not come back raving about it.
Yeah, it is just, I have a buddy buddy who's going in a couple weeks, and they're doing all the courses that I played in Southwest Ireland. I said, you are just going to love that trip. So check them out, golfawaytours.com. We come back. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf will join us. We are live today from Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg. You can check them out at briarwoodcc.com for membership opportunities and your event here at Briarwood Country Club. More to come on TD Green. Always amazes me when we have Jeff's iPod going, you know, here. Though I do like the song. I actually know this one.
Yeah, this is a
Coolio,
this is a
right?
Pop here. Yes. Yeah, it's from a movie.
Right. Gangster's Paradise,
yeah,
right? But that wasn't that's not the name of the movie, though.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer, I want to say.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer's not the name of the movie either. But
oh,
yes,
that's
I know
all
Michelle
I remember.
Yes,
all I remember.
Yes, I'm with you. Someone text me or tweet me the name of the movie. It's TD Green. We are live from Briarwood Country Club today in Hamburg. Brian Koziel is on assignment. We just know what that assignment is. No, Brian's on assignment this week. Back with you next week here on TD Green. We've mentioned, and you've heard the spots, custom turf, how to get your own putting green. Like, who wouldn't want a putting green in their backyard?
Oh, I'm excited to get mine in.
You are getting one in your basement, and Custom Turf is making that happen. Steve Beatty joins us now from Custom Turf. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing fantastic, and Jeff is just salivating talking about the putting green. He can't.
Well, it's going to make me a better player.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait to make that happen. So he's looking forward to that, Steve. But just tell the folks about what you guys do when it comes to putting greens, because I know some people are like, well, you can do indoor and outdoor. Just tell people about what you guys do.
Sure, we can install a green outdoors. We can install indoors, basement, garage, family room, man cave, all the above.
Bedroom, like Kevin wants.
I figured just there, Well, you know, hey, why not? First thing you wake up, if you got the room, you know, right. You take a couple putts to see how the day's going to go.
Just hope there's no dew on there when you get up in the morning, right?
That's right, yeah. That could certainly be
a
to get one outdoors, I mean, I think, you know, that would be great. I mean, driving ranges, too. If you have the property, right, I mean, you could put a green. We were talking about this the other day. We were filming a segment for TV, and I hadn't even thought of this, Steve, but kind of a cool idea that some people, like, want to put a par 3 in their yard, right?
Yep. Actually, one of our newest applications is for a personal tee box. You can install a low-maintenance tee box where the owner can hit sand wedges to driver right off a couple of different turfs, including Synthetic Turf International's Easy Tee, where you can stick your tee right into the turf.
That's very similar. We have something like, I think you have produced it at Park Club. It's a nice way to do it. So people, if they want putting greens in their yard, you know, a lot of people, hey, I got this area, I got this land, I love golf, I'd love to put a putting green. Well, if you actually get into building a putting green in your yard, it's a tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of maintenance. I mean, there's multiple layers, fertilization, mowing. You don't have to do any of that now.
No, right. When we got into the putting green business 21 years ago, it was with natural greens. And it took too much maintenance for a homeowner. So we took another route and got into the synthetic turf business for putting greens. And now, 21 years later, we're installing some pretty neat jobs.
CustomTurf.com is the website. You get an opportunity to go to Eastern Hills Mall. They've got a great display over there by the food court on all the things they do. They have this really cool putting green. They also have some other things that they do, displays of what they do. Turf for pets in the winter, by the way. Something to think about. Your pet needs to go outdoors. And, you know, got a lot of happy pets and a lot of happy homeowners with the easy cleanup in the winter. But, Steve, I want to talk to you about the greens, and this is both for indoor and outdoor. One of the things that I think, well, there's two things that I think are really impressive. I'm going to make that three because I want to add the speed. The speed on the green over there, Eastern Hills Mall, I can't believe how true it rolled. It felt like a real green, putting the golf ball, but also the different levels of collar and rough that you're able to do. So you can have that three levels of grass, but artificially on your putting green, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can have a putting surface, a chipping fringe, a second cut, third cut, you name it. There's a bunch of different turfs we utilize for the different cuts, and just depends on what the customer wants to work on most.
Gives it a great look, very good look for that. And undulation. You can put break in those greens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any contour, just like the real deal, inside or out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a hitting area in my basement also, along with putting. So, you know, if you're setting up a net in your house or anything like that in your garage, that's a perfect surface to have. You know, you can hit some putts, you can hit some shots into a net, and it doesn't – I have some – I use it for my dog in my front hall, and it doesn't wear down. It seems to last a long, long time. And like I said, no maintenance is the best way to go, especially if you're a homeowner. You know, maintaining a golf course is an expensive, laborious task. So if you want to – this is a far better way to go if you want to improve your game.
Steve, if someone is interested in having – whether it be a tee area, for their yard, a green in their yard, again, low maintenance on the green, the putting area, hitting area, and indoors too. You guys do some great work indoors. Is the website customturf.com the best way to go?
Probably, yeah, right at customturf.com. Or you could call our 800 number at 800-724-8329. Either way, we'll get right on it and see how we can help you.
All right, great stuff. Steve, thanks so much for your time today.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Will do. Steve Beatty, Custom Turf, customturf.com. They do really some really great work. I mean, the stuff you'll see on the website, you go out Eastern Hills Mall, you can putt right there on it and test it out, and you'll be impressed with how they roll. They can have different speeds too on the greens. That's the other thing that I thought was great, and some of the breaks they're able to put on there, the look of it too, as you mentioned, with the different turfs they use for the collar of the green, and then the rough around it. And if you've got the space, chipping, you mentioned a hitting area, simulators are becoming less and less expensive. Mm-hmm. The people put in their garage, basement, whatever, computer simulator. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to simulate the golf course, you probably should simulate the conditions that you're going to hit out of.
Yeah, and it adds to the effect. And, I'm creating an area in my basement where I want to go and hit balls. And you want to, maybe give some lessons down there, and you can work on your short game and full swings and stuff like that. So it does, especially in Buffalo. I mean, look, it's almost May. We're still dealing with some weather. If you wanted to, if you're short on time, sometimes you don't get as much time to hit balls as you'd like. You can walk. I'm hoping to walk down to my anytime I have a thought. You know how your golfers' minds work.
Sure.
You're sitting there, oh, God, maybe I could try this. Put a video camera down there, something like that. It'll be pretty neat, and it's a good way to make yourself a better player.
Yeah, these are not, by the way, these are not the
not what you get at
Brookstone.
Yeah,
right? Whatever. No, they have some great stuff at Brookstone.
Right,
I buy stuff at Brookstone.
It's not green outdoor mat.
Yes,
mat. Yes,
correct.
That's not what it is.
This is a whole different deal. This pretty cool stuff here. So customturf.com. Hey, I want to thank all of our presenting sponsors, the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, best place to get fitted in Western New York. If you're going to go buy a new club, get fitted. It's included with the purchase over at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Our friends at Michelob Ultra, please enjoy that responsibly. Custom Turf and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood Country Club, which has been our gracious host this week out here in Hamburg. BriarwoodCC.com is the website to check it out. Ron Zambito, if you're interested in membership or perhaps an event opportunity out here at Briarwood Country Club. We thank you for tuning in here for PGA professional Jeff Mitis. I'm Kevin Sylvester. We'll talk to you next week, 7 a.m., right here on Tee to Green.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.